If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now, if I say Zimbabwe gold, what comes to mind? Well, it certainly shouldn't be just the commodity. It should be the new currency that was recently launched just earlier this week. The country's sixth attempt to actually resuscitate its local currency. Before this, some of the bonds that they had was a bond note, RTGS and the Zim dollar, just to name a few. This comes on the back of the economy struggling with hyperinflation and, of course, just the depreciation of its own local currency to such an extent that it has no value. Is it worth it? How will it work? Is it worth the paper that it's printed on? Well, joined now on the line by independent economist Dr. Prosper Chitambara, who joins us now to give us more. Dr. Chitambara, such a pleasure to have you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm looking forward to this conversation because it certainly is going to be one that will educate us. And I guess before we set the context around the Zimbabwe gold or ZIG note, let's firstly just contextualize the economic challenges that have plagued Zimbabwe since the onset of hyperinflation and where the currency depreciation concerns actually stemmed from.
Yes. So I think the biggest macroeconomic challenge has been the chronic high inflationary trend. And it becomes more pronounced between the years, between 2019 actually, in fact, up to now. Because when you look at the average annual inflation rate in 2019, we averaged 255.3%. Then 2020, 557.2%. 2021, about 144%, 184% in 2022. And the current annual inflation rate for March is actually at 55.3%. So that's been a major challenge, and it's largely emanated from the unsustainable growth in money supply. And of course, that has also spawned exchange rate depreciation. So those have been the two major culprits, which actually points to issues to do with fiscal indiscipline and also even mental indiscipline, especially in the past. So government, by introducing this new currency, is obviously hoping to make a break from some of the past mistakes and probably launch the economy onto a more sustainable growth trajectory.
And let's talk about these past mistakes. The Reserve Bank Governor of Zimbabwe, Governor John Mushavanyu, has actually highlighted that we're trying to avoid the past mistakes of previous currencies where they just continue to depreciate against international currencies. As far as I understand, about 85% of transactions that have been concluded in Zimbabwe are conducted using the US dollar. How does ZIG or Zimbabwe gold, this new currency, differ, especially given that it's backed by gold reserves in the country?
Yeah, so what it actually entails is that the supply, money supply, the ZIG money supply will now be linked to the available gold or USD reserves that are in the economy. So it means any increase in ZIG money supply has to be supported by a corresponding increase in foreign exchange reserves, USD reserves, or gold reserves. So obviously that then imposes some kind of liquidity constraint or even budget constraint on government. So government will not, or the central bank rather, will not just be printing money willy-nilly. Whatever money is printed has to be supported by an additional inflows in terms of foreign exchange reserves or even in terms of gold reserves. Mm-hmm. So the expectation is that that's going to discipline.
Does that not come with its own limitations and restrictions, though, based on the number
definitely,
of gold
definitely,
reserves?
Definitely. It does actually impose its limitations. I think that's why even most countries then later on abandoned the gold standard, because it imposes a lot of limitations. It means government can't intervene. And more so this year, we are experiencing a drought, so government obviously has to mobilize more than $2 billion US dollars to intervene through drought mitigation interventions. So I think that's going to entail obviously an increase in public spending, and depending on how that's financed, but we hope that it will be financed largely from government revenues and maybe cooperating partner support. But that could also destabilize the macroeconomy if government seeks recourse to the central bank's overdraft facility.
Let's unpack that even further, because it sounds as though whilst this is a positive endeavor to ensure that Zimbabwe has its own currency, replenishes the purchasing power parity of Zimbabweans, the outlook makes me rather anxious, because it almost
seems the outlook is yes.
Yeah,
there are a lot of uncertainties.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a lot of people are cautious. Some are obviously optimistic, but some are also cautiously optimistic. A lot are pessimistic. Some are pessimistic. I think it really emanates from the experiences of the past. I think we've had this kind of exchange rate experiments, I think, for probably more than three times in the past. So obviously that has affected confidence, economic agents' confidence in the local currency and even in the economy and in some of the institutions that are actually managing the economy. So changing that, even that narrative from people's minds, I think it's going to take a lot of discipline. It's going to take building a track record of implementing some of the very noble measures that the governor has clearly articulated. So walking the talk, I think, is going to be very important, and ensuring that there is complementarity, especially from the fiscal side of things, and also even aligning the monetary policy itself to even other sectoral policies. I think that's going to be very, very critical. I'm cautiously hopeful that this new currency, the Zimbabwe gold, could usher in. In fact, it has provided renewed hope for some. This is a new governor. He's come up with these new measures, and we are hopeful that that will probably signal a significant departure from the past mistakes.
I understand a lot of Zimbabweans have about 21 days to convert their old cash into this new money.
We have until end of April actually to convert. To take the notes to the banks.
And so far, how have the last 2 days been on the ground? Have you been one of those Zimbabweans?
So a lot of people actually. So most safe providers are in fact refusing to accept the old Zimbabwe dollar notes, because our economy is now highly informal.
Yes.
So it's a cash based economy. So most people would require physical cash for basic transactionary purposes, like to pay for your commuter fee to go to work or to go to your business. So that's been a major challenge. So most people have had to use the USD actually, because the commuter omnibus operators are not accepting the old Zimbabwe dollar notes. So there are those uncertainties.
Sure.
But we are hoping that once the Zimbabwe gold is now being rolled out, I think that's probably going to enhance consumer convenience. That's going to improve the situation.
Let's also talk about the value of this particular currency, right? Because fundamentally, that's also what adds to the dynamism, the fluidity.
And true confidence.
Yes, and the true confidence of the currency. I understand that it was initially set, initially trading at what?
13.5.
To the US
dollar. The initial. 13.5.
13.5.
Yes. That was the initial exchange rate. It was actually determined by number one, the value of gold, and also number two, the interbank exchange rate actually. But from the idea now, because they've now liberalized the foreign exchange management system, so the exchange rate will now be determined from now on by the market and dynamic forces of demand and supply.
That will be an interesting one to note. But this obviously needs to fundamentally benefit Zimbabweans on the ground. And as you've mentioned,
over the
years, it's really turned into a tumultuous environment with high inflation. The last print I see for 2024 in March was above 55%.
Yes, 55.3%.
Talk us through, how this is hopefully going to change the level of hyperinflation for Zimbabweans, where things can become a lot more affordable. And maybe you can contextualize what 55% inflation feels like, because to an ordinary South African, we raise concerns about 8%, 7%. And even though inflation is softening now, we can't really relate to double-digit figures. So contextualize this for us in the life of a Zimbabwean worker.
So we are we are in a, it's largely a dual currency framework. Of course, it's multi-currency, but most people use the USD. Almost probably more than 80%. The last survey actually showed that about 80% of transactions are conducted in USD and about 20% are in Zimbabwe dollars. So in terms of the calculation of inflation, the Zimbabwe National Statistics Agency is calculating what they call a blended inflation rate. So they blend the USD pricing or price index and the Zim dollar price index into one inflation rate. So I think the fact that a significant proportion of the population do have access to USD, I think it has also helped in terms of mitigating the Zim dollar instability. But of course, a significant proportion, again, of Israel, of the working class still earn a significant portion of their earnings in Zimbabwe dollar. So I think those ones have been adversely affected by the chronic inflation.
Sure.
But it's a real challenge for most people.
Food.
When you look at our poverty rate. Mm. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And this year it's a drought year. So food production is going to be diminished. Agricultural production has been diminished. So that's going to put, again, more pressure on food pricing and on inflation. So I think and also the fact that most people are informally employed, again, makes things even more difficult, because informal employment is, by its nature, is associated with, number one, low levels of productivity, low levels of income, and high levels of poverty. So most people are just barely getting by. Sure. So it's a major challenge. Yeah.
And I guess to close off with, this also raises questions around remittances. We know that Zimbabwe is an economy that relies a lot on remittances. Given the new ZIG and currency and I guess floating of the US dollar, how is this anticipated to have an impact?
Well, I think I'm happy that the trends in terms of our remittance inflows has been very positive. It's been increasing over the past few years. We saw that upward trend, especially during the time of COVID-19, and it has actually continued. And remittances have actually provided a critical social protection role. And also they've helped to bolster our current account position. So I'm expecting that even for this year, I think our remittances are going to increase. But of course, that increase may, because we are expecting our exports especially for tobacco and even for the minerals to be on a declining trend. Mm. So that increase in remittances may probably not be enough to ensure that our current account position ends the year in a surplus. So this year, I think, is going to be slightly more challenging than last year. I think it's largely because of the drought and anticipated decline in production and in exports.
Mm. It's going to be an interesting year. Dr. Chitambara, we are going to keep your number very close to make sure that we follow through with many of these developments. But thank you so much for helping us understand and contextualize what's happening with the Zimbabwean currency, the ZIG, and just understanding the impact on the ground for the livelihoods of Zimbabweans. Thank you so much for your time,
sir. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Good. That's Dr. Prosper Chitambara, independent economist, helping us understand the newly launched Zimbabwean currency, sixth attempt to make sure that they resuscitate their local currency in the form of the Zimbabwe gold. ZIG, Z-I-G, short for a new currency that is essentially backed by the gold standard and gold reserves in the country. Inflation currently sits at 55%, last we saw in the month of March. So if you think 5.7% is bad in South Africa, let 55% sink in, and really does speak to the challenges that are being plagued by that economy. But not all is lost. Let's continue to find out how this particular currency will continue to trade in the open market.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.